Hello.
Hello there. Is it possible if I could please speak with, is it Mrs. Gemma Hosack, please?
Yeah, that's me speaking.
Hi, Gemma. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. I'm currently contacting you today regarding the Scottish redress claim you've applied for due to your time within the current system.
Pardon?
Sorry, I'm calling you today in regards to the Scottish redress claim you've applied for due to your time within the care system.
All right, yeah.
Compensation. Are you available to speak with myself at the moment, or would you prefer
yeah.
to give you a call back?
Okay. No, that's fine.
Brilliant. So my job today is just to make sure that I've got everything correct on the system for you, get the case put into submission for you and explain the procedure today. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah.
Perfect. So first things first, just looking here on your application, I've got your name down as Gemma, and then it's Hosack, H-O-S-S-A-C-K. Is that correct, darling?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Brilliant. And can I please ask you, have you ever been known as any other names or anything at all?
No.
Perfect, no problem. And this number that I'm speaking to you on at the moment is the best contact number for you if the line disconnects for any reason.
Yes.
Brilliant. Can I please ask you, the email that you provided to us here is gemma261103@hotmail.co.uk. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And can I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, darling?
Yeah, it's the 8th of May, 1987.
Perfect, no problem. And in regards to yourself just having a look here on the application, what I want to give you reassurance on is the case is not going to be where we're going to be having you clutching at straws or hoping to be refunded whatsoever, or have you go and basically face the PC form and pull out evidence. Once we've taken a brief statement from you, we'll get full authorisation to go ahead and request all files and any sort of paperwork regarding yourself with the local authorities. As soon as we've got that, I'll prove that you are within these places, a statement to basically make you an offer from. Now, each case is individually different. We do need to make you aware that you can apply yourself without a solicitor, and you can also be sure to solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes, where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government or and you can also instruct under a private agreement. Now, we work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you won't be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, the legal team will take a maximum fee of 20% of the overall amount, and that's just to cover the work that they've done. But that will ensure you that they will go full steam ahead to get you the maximum that you would be qualified for. Is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, each case is individually different, so we want to give you a value. I can tell you it will take at least 12 months to submit, and the average claim at the moment is around 48,000, okay?
Okay.
Now, in regards to yourself, darling, just having a look here, can I please ask you for your home postcode where you're residing at the moment?
Pardon, my postcode is Kibble Westgate 148 Papa Zulu.
8 Papa Zulu, and that shows me a Tarnsdale place in Perth,
yeah,
is that correct?
Yeah, number one.
Number one, perfect. And can I also please ask you, growing up to in the care system, do you know how old you was when you were placed into the care system?
I was 14 when I was placed in foster care temporary. And then when I was 15, it would have been in October, I turned 15, and it would have been 2002, I was placed in residential care until a panel. The foster care, that didn't work out.
Oh, right, okay, don't worry. So what I'll do is, can I ask you, while she was within the foster care system, did you feel like you had any sort of mistreatment or abuse while she was within the foster care?
I didn't feel I was treated, my experience in foster care was pretty awful. The fosterer didn't really like me.
No problem.
And she'd had in foster care previously, but that other girl was actually living with her then. And I just kind of felt that she was quite, it wasn't a happy environment for me.
Yeah, it wasn't a nice.
She wasn't a nice person, the lady.
Did she ever lay her hands on you at all, speak to you nastily, or keep you secluded and locked away?
No. It was more like verbal.
Horribly. Mm-hmm. No support or anything like that. Mm. Do you know the name of the foster parents, darling?
Her first name was Marlene, but I can't remember her last name.
Mari.
Yeah, and she lived in Thurso.
And how's Thurso spelled?
T-H-U-R-S-O, like the same town where I'm living.
Oh, perfect. No problem. Thank you for that. Let me just get that on here. Thurso area. And you said that you was with them, you went into the care system in 2002, so you were roughly with them in around 2001.
Yeah, I think it was 2001 I was in foster care, I think. I can't remember exact date.
Don't worry.
But I left the high school in 2003, so I was in care before that. I was removed from my parents because I wasn't going to school, and my parents were alcoholics, so I got removed just because things weren't working, we weren't getting on. And my brother, however, he stayed with my parents. He didn't get removed. He never went into care system. It was just me.
So it was just you that was basically popped into the care system. Let me just get that on here for you. Can I ask you, so it was foster parent, no problem. And did any of the children, while she was within the care system as well, so when you was with the foster carer, did they ever make you feel uncomfortable or anything like that at all, or were they all right with you, the children that were there?
Well, I was the only child. Well, I was the only child that was in her care. She did have another girl that was in her care previously, who'd actually became like her lodger. But it was just a really horrible environment. Like I just didn't. I didn't like the woman. She was just, I don't know how she was across foster care, to be honest with you.
And how long would you say that you were there for, roughly, darling?
I think I would have been only there a month, because it was that bad.
A month, that just
I got, I was involved with older people, and it was just awful. But when I went into residential care, then I thrived.
When you went into residential care, so in 2002,
it would have been in October. It was just after October holidays because I moved high school then as well. I went to WIC.
2002. And what was the residential school called where you were placed?
It was in Northcote Street. It was just a children's centre, Northcote Street, WIC. WICK.
And when you were here, do you feel like there was mistreatment here as well?
No, I actually thrived in the residential care. It was a foster care I really went downhill with, like really.
So the family we've just been discussing is where it was impacting you the most?
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, can I ask you over time, is this something that you struggled with regarding, say, feeling emotionally? Do you struggle to actually build emotions and things like that?
Yeah. And I just had a panel when I was 16, and I was literally just at home. Like, I got no support. In high school, I started staying back at my parents' in that time of care as well, like when I was in residential care. But when I was 16, I wanted to speak. I had my panel and I had to leave. And I wanted to stay on at the high school that I moved to do my hires. And I had to get a taxi to Bower, like, to get a school bus. However, my mum and dad had to pay for a taxi and they couldn't afford it. So I got let down massively at the end because they wouldn't pay for my taxi for me to go back, like, to stay on at school. Like for my education. So then I was just kind of left like back home. I ended up with severe depression and anxiety. I've had it for years, like I've still got it now. And I like literally didn't leave the house for about a year. Like I didn't get the same treatment as others when there was another girl in residential care that left the same time as me. And she got, like, a house, and, like, they paid for, like, her carpets, her furniture, everything, and I didn't get that treatment. I just got put home.
I'm so sorry that you have actually had to deal with this. I really am. It's not acceptable, and it is horrible that you have had to go through with that. And I do appreciate the information that you have provided me here, because that is a lot to help us locate your files. Now, I will reassure you, we will do our full very best to make sure we get you the justice that you deserve. And I understand that no money will take away what you have had to deal with. But I can reassure you, it is some sort of justice, and we will do our very best to get you what you do qualify for. Now,
I ended up working as a, like, working with children aftercare for a period of time. So people that were, you know, kids that were coming out of care. And they were put in, I worked in a supported housing that they used to, you know, that they would come to and stay in. And, like, I feel like if I've had something like that, I would have done a lot more. Like, I've done quite a lot in my life now, but, like, I feel like I would have done a lot more if I'd gotten, like, the same aftercare treatment as others. Like, I mean, even now, I only found out when my son turned two, my middle son turned two, I was entitled to a free nursery place for 30 hours.
Oh, bless me.
Because I was in care. Like, I earned, like, because I work in housing, so I earned just over a threshold for getting a place, a free place. And then someone had said to me, well, one of my friends that knew I was in care, she worked in that sort of bit of the office. And she says, well, you're entitled to it because your care experience.
Made you aware of all the curriculums and everything that you did qualify for. So therefore, you made the very best of everything that you could have been entitled to. And that's something, again, it's failed you there. So you have failed you because they shouldn't have positioned you within these places to begin with anyway. They should have made sure that you was given the best level of care and you was also provided with some sort of comfort and acknowledgement of what's been going on. Now, what we do require from you, darling, whilst this claim is ongoing, is that we would require a beneficiary. So that would basically just mean that if the worst was to happen to you over the next few months of the claim ongoing, is there anybody within your household or within your circle that is over the age of 18 that you would be happy for the entitlement to go to?
Yeah, it would be my partner, Peter.
Peter, let me just take his name down and give me 2 seconds.
He was also in care. He's younger than me, so he was severely let down by system, but he was after 2000 and he was after 2003.
Well, we can go up to certain years. So what I'm going to do for you is, the solicitors, well, it's no win, no fee, so there's nothing to actually try. So I just popped you a message over on WhatsApp, because I will require a picture of your ID and proof of address. Now, ID is anything from driver's license, passport, provisional, bus pass. We just need a full, clear picture, and we can see all 4 corners of the ID on there. Same way with proof of address. It can be any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. It just needs to show your name, address, where the letters come from, and the date. So we can prove that you're living at that address free check procedure and is you receiving the entitlement, and we can't send your case off without that. Now, I've just popped your message over on WhatsApp, so you've got somewhere to send that over to. Now, if there's any questions, or if you want to track your claim at any time, or if you want any updates, you can just directly contact me via that. Now, once you've spoken to your partner later on, if it's something that he would like to proceed with or even look into, do not hesitate to send me a little bit of information over just regarding the time that he was in care system. I'll speak with the solicitor. Now, even if it's not something we can actually go forward with, we won't make any promises, but we might just clutch at straws and just see if we can look at something. Because it doesn't
necessarily... his experience in care was really, really bad. His was horrendous.
So it's not actually a cut-off date with 2004, it's just that we've only proven that it was happening up until that date. So like I said, it doesn't mean that we can't prove it with your husband's case. Like I say, once you've spoken to him, if he's happy to have a conversation, or even have you speak and just give us a bit of information, and I'll speak with a solicitor before I make any promises in regards to him, is that okay with you?
Yeah, I think he would speak to you, because I know, like, we always sort of, you know, that's how we kind of meet, and we always kind of see how different our experiences are. Like, his was really bad. He got moved about a lot. And I know he was abused as a child by his mum and his brother, and, like, really badly abused by his brother. And his brother never, ever, like, they knew it was going on. Like, he went into school one day because he was hammered. His brother hammered him, and he went into school one day, and he got taken out by the police and removed. and nothing was ever done. Like, his brother never got charged for anything, and neither did his mum.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Yeah, 100% speak with him, and I'll also give the solicitor a call after this conversation just to enlighten him on the topic of conversation, of course, and just let him know that it's around them dates. And then I will just send me his details over anyway, because if not, we'll look to advise him to look. If we can't help him, we'll advise him on somebody who definitely can. So definitely get that sent over to me once you have discussed it with him, and I will be happy to assist you the best way I can with that.
Yeah.
Could I please ask you what your parents' names is?
My dad was called Walter Hossick. He's passed away now.
Okay. And what was mum's name?
Mum was Rosalind Hossick. I get on really well with my mum now, like, you know, it's not, my mum comes in and helps them out, children and stuff, like, but when I was younger, my relationship with them was just, it was awful.
Awful, which is understandable, and of course, like you say, you don't hold grudges or anything, but you can't, obviously, you can't, there's only one person that you can obviously react to and obviously take that out on and obviously blame in regards to being in that situation. So I do totally understand that.
Now, like, the amount of times I would phone my mum when I was in foster care, wanting my mum and dad to come and get me because it was that bad. Like, it was just...
And it's something that's out of their control, unfortunately.
Yeah, because they couldn't do anything.
You wouldn't allow them to. They stop visits and everything like that. It's disgusting how they treated people. It's not on. And like I say, it's not just the homes that was failing you. It's the systems that was failing you. It's the government that was failing you. Now, most importantly, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to secure your account with a password anyway, just whilst the claim's ongoing, because once they're aware that everything's going through, you may get contacted where they'll offer you something very little up front, say like £1,000 or £2,000, maybe £10,000, but they're never offering you that amount up front for the best of interest of yourself. It's always as a quick payout. So just so you're not confused on who's dealing with your case, what I am going to do for you is I'm going to pop a password on the account for you. Now, what word would be best rememberable to yourself as a password? So if anyone calls you, you just say, what's my password? If they don't know, that, hang up the phone on them.
Mineral.
Mineral.
Mother.
Perfect.
Yeah,
M-U-N-R-O.
M-U-N-R-O.
Mineral. Perfect. Mm-hmm. So if anybody gives you a call, you ask for the password Monroe. And if nobody can pronounce that to you or state that, just hang up the phone on them. And if they're anyone important, they will call you back. Now, you would have just had a text message that's been sent over from myself. Can you see if you've got that, please? I just need you to submit that back to state that you're happy for us to go and start your process.
Yes,
and also
I got it on my watch,
Perfect. So if you could click on that link for me, it should take you to a box that will say signature.
Yep.
And if you could just give it a squiggle the best way you can with your finger and press execute all documents, so that should come straight back through to me.
There you go.
Now, in regards to yourself, this, everything that we've discussed today, your statement is obviously on that document as well. So feel free to read through it. If there's any other questions or if there's anything you want me to include on there, do not hesitate. I can include as much as I can throughout the whole process for you. So just if there's things you forgot to mention, that's why you've got me there on WhatsApp. Bob it over and I'll include it and I'll keep you updated every step of the way. Now, if you could please send over a picture of your ID and proof of address for me, that would be fantastic, because I can't submit your case off without that. And if you could also please just send me a message with your partner's number so I can add him as a beneficiary. And then if he does wish to take it further, we'll be happy to give him a call, because I'm going to speak to the solicitors now as well, darling. Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, I know his experience was like worse, like 100 times worse than mine.
I mean, each case is individually different, and it's horrible how each and every one of you has been dealt with. I do understand that, and obviously with it being your partner, of course, if we can get in some sort of justice, we will do our very best to do so.
Yeah.
So as soon as you've spoken to him, do not hesitate to bob me a message, and what I'll do is I'll give you a call straight back, and I will also speak with a solicitor today, just so I've got a response regarding the time frames, and then that way I can go full steam ahead with you, darling, okay?
Yeah. With a letter from, like, I've got a letter, I'm just trying, I've got a letter from my, like, from my bank that has my address on it, and it's like my personal ID thing. Would that be okay for my address?
You have to find what's the date on that?
I only got it on the 11th of March.
Perfect, that's amazing. So if you send over the full letter for me, and then if you also send over a picture of your ID for me.
Yeah.
That'd be brilliant. And okay. I will speak with you soon, darling. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you so much for your time today. I'll keep you updated and we'll go ahead and we'll get you that justice, darling. All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.